الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Enmity of arrogant powers towards Iran originates from Leather's anti-arrogance and colonialist spirit. This is the part of a televised speech delivered on January 9, 2022 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the anniversary of an uprising by the people of Qom on January 9, 1978.
In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All praises due to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master, Muhammad, and upon his pure household, and may God curse all their enemies. Greetings be upon you, my lady, the infallible Fatima, who is the daughter of Musa ibn Ja'far, and may God's mercy and blessings be upon you. Meeting with the dear, courageous people of Qom has always been a valuable opportunity for this humble person. It is 2 years now that I have been deprived of meeting with you in person. Today is an opportunity to be reunited with those who are present, and I send my greetings and regards to all the people of Qom. My talk today is about the important historic tragedy that took place on January 9th, 1978. The memory of historic events that have a deep meaning behind them and which convey important messages to future generations should be kept alive. We should hold discussions about such events. We mustn't let the dust of oblivion settle on these great events. The January 9th tragedy is one such event.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Of course, when we discuss the January 9th tragedy, we should understand that event and the chain of events that occurred afterwards. Because that event led to a chain of events that resulted in the victory of the revolution in the end. Therefore, we are not merely studying an incident which was confined to 1 or 2 days. Rather, we are looking at an event that gave birth to a great movement and is a sign of depth of the people's religious beliefs. We wish to stress and highlight this point because it is one of the clear realities of the revolution. But the propaganda of those who continue to nurture a grudge in their hearts against the revolution could gradually cause these realities of the revolution to be doubted. I wish to stress that the event of January 9th in Qom and also the following events are an indication of the depth of religious belief in the people.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all. You